Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Once again, here you are living up to your commitment, the promise that you made to yourself to dedicate this time listening to this Morning Connection podcast, because you are getting more and more clear on the things in life that you really, really want. And again, you're taking this time to examine your thoughts and your actions to make sure you're actually getting there. Slowly but surely, you're working your way to that quality of life that you really want. Thank you so much for listening to me, with all the people out there who want your time and your attention. They want to tell you the way to live your life, the way to think, the way to work out in the gym, the way to do anything and everything, right? There's so many people out there, so many websites, blogs. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Check that out at massmachinenutrition.com or skiplacour.com. Click the tab for Mass Machine Nutrition. Also, big shout out to my Results University students, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course. We connect every single week with the booster shots, in addition to the 26 hours of video, the 23 hours of audio and workbooks, plus another 11 hours of manformation. Guys are really loving that program. I love the feedback that you're giving me. Helps me even take my coaching skills to a higher level. And I really want to give a shout out to my one-on-one coaching students who talk to me for 30 minutes every single week at the same time on the same day, 3 month, 6 month, and 12 month periods of time. Those are the really committed individuals. You can learn more about my weekly one-on-one coaching by going to skiplacour.com, click the coaching tab, then click the weekly coaching tab. I've got a video. I explain the whole program to you. That's a really select group of really committed individuals that have invested in weekly coaching. So a big shout out to you. Really respect your level of dedication. Very, very impressive. It's a pleasure working with you. So here we are in Morning Connection podcast number 92. And as I'm working my way up to podcast number 100, I'm going over my 10 best life lessons learned. And yesterday's podcast, podcast number 91, was number 10. And that's, you must get in close proximity to the level of success that you really want. Right? And so we talked about that yesterday. I'll tell you this, is that as I'm preparing for these podcasts, I'm really putting some thought, because it's really important to me to provide a lot of value to you. I really want to share my experiences, the things that I've done well, and really tell you about the things that I didn't do well until I did it very poorly. I was frustrated. I was confused. Couldn't figure it out. And you know, I was persistent. I found a way. Those are the things that I really want to share with you. And after I set the microphone down after yesterday's podcast, man, it really, you know, made me reflect that there is no mystery in those things in life that I really have done well at. I really got in the company of those people who I admired, those people who were succeeding at the level that I really wanted, that I was a mad dog. I was creative. I found a way to not just read all about them, not read their website or maybe a few articles here and there. I got in their company. Somehow, some way, I got in their physical company. I learned so many things that you can't really learn about just from their articles. You know, the way they walk, the way they talk, the stuff you just pick up, a person's energy through osmosis. And again, so many things made me think, wow, this may be a lot easier. Achieving the level of success might be a lot easier than I originally thought, now that I've met them in person. A lot of things were just the opposite, where I said, whoa, this isn't as easy as I thought after meeting them. Man, I got to really step up my game if I really want this, right? And so during the podcast, I was thinking of all those things. And, you know, the situations like with Dr. Laura, let's say, you know, I really didn't think too much about that since that happened few years ago. It just came up in the conversation, right? And it just made me think, wow, I forgot about that story. I forgot about, you know, that contact that I had with a person who I listened to her talk radio show for 3 hours a day for years since I stopped working in my regular job. And that was just a part of my day. I knew everything about the way she thought I could answer the questions for her. I knew the challenges going on. And that contact, and then her taking the time to say all those things, you know, and think of how many times that's happened to me in other areas. Is there any doubt that I'm doing some of the things that I'm doing? I'm living the life in those particular areas that were really important to me, and I really made the effort to get in their proximity. It's on a whole different level than if I would have just, you know, read their articles, you know, watched some videos of them. And it really also makes me think, wow, you know, I really want to put on a live seminar weekend where you come to Northern California, and if you like this stuff, you know, you can come and see me, and hopefully I can launch you to the next level by you getting in my proximity, you meeting me face-to-face, in person, and I can either show you, wow, that guy can do it, man, this may be a lot easier, or you might say, wow, this guy really has his stuff together. I got to step up my game. Either way, you win if you're really committed to making your goals in life really happen. So I'm really thinking about that as another way to create value for you. And I would really enjoy doing that as well. Also made me think about, you know, all those things that, you know, I say that I want for so many years, and I really haven't focused on how I really haven't gone for it the same way I really have gone after those things in life that I really, really want it, you know? And it's no mystery why I was successful, and it's no mystery why I haven't progressed in some of those areas of life that I just wrote down, you know, on a list. And never really revisited. I wasn't that mad dog going after it, and certainly not getting in the proximity, the presence of those people who succeeded at the level that I really wanted, because I never even took the time to really think about the level of success that I really wanted, besides writing it down on a piece of paper, you know, every couple months or every couple years or whatever, right? So when you're honest with yourself, you can really start making the adjustments in the improvements that you need to make in life and really go after it. It's not going to be a mystery to you. I'm not going to say that it's going to be easy, but you know what you have in front of you. You got to be honest with yourself. And that's what I'm really going to talk about here in the best lessons that I've learned, working up to number one today here in lesson number 9. But before I go into that, let's go through our daily discipline. We got to stay structured. I'm excited to get to today's lesson, but at the same time, we got to keep focused on our disciplines, our rituals, feed our mind on a consistent basis, the way we've conditioned ourselves, the way we've trained ourselves. So what was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you, right? That you felt like pulling up a little short, not following through, you know, stopping a little early, even though you knew you should do a little bit more. Your instinct was to do less, but you pushed that aside and you did more, right? This doesn't have to be some big, huge accomplishment. We don't have those big, huge accomplishments every single day, but every single day we do push ourselves and do something that stretches us in some way, at least for that day. We don't feel like doing it, but we do it anyway. It's really important to take notice of those things while they're happening, so we build momentum, we really find out who we really are. So what was that for you yesterday, that thing that you did that impressed even you. Those are the things that build self-confidence. Not by somebody telling you how great you are. You know, it's by you realizing how great you are. And one small way every single day is to notice at least one thing that you did that really, you stretched yourself, that you impressed yourself. All right, so what was that for you yesterday? And then you got to enjoy the journey. I mean, we talk a lot on this Morning Connection podcast, taking our lives to the next level, pushing ourselves past our preconceived limits, becoming the best that we can be. You know, but we got to enjoy the process along the way too. You know, we can't wait till the whole game is over. If it's over, and we either won or lost, and during the whole process, we're grinding ourselves. You know, we can work hard, be focused, be disciplined, be serious about our success, and enjoy moments along the way. We just have to, you know, ask ourselves those questions and put those standards on ourselves. The question that needs to go through your head is, you know, how can I be serious, determined, consistently work towards my ambitious goals and stop and enjoy the awesome, cool moments in life at the same time without that becoming a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that takes away my hunger for the Thanksgiving dinner, right? If we ask ourselves the right questions and we frame those questions right, our brains will find the answers to those questions. They'll find a way. So it's important how, you know, we pose those questions to ourselves. So, what was that thing yesterday? That one cool moment through all the grind, all the journey, all the challenge, all the game, all the self-imposed pressure that you put on yourself, all the deadlines. There was a cool moment. What was that for you? And did you know it right when it was happening? Man, when you start realizing right when it's happening every single day. Hell, when you have a few choices. Oh, wow, I've had this cool moment today and that cool moment today. I'm not going to be able to decide which one is the coolest moment when Skip asks me that in tomorrow's podcast. Man, you know you're winning the game. You know you are conditioning your brain. You've trained your brain to look for this very important process, this very important part of the whole process of mastering your emotions and working towards those goals and dreams and becoming that person who you really want to be. And then what's that thing in life that you really, really want? That really, man, when you think of that thing, your posture becomes more confident and erect. I mean, you become mentally sharper and determined because you know you have to be all that you can be to make this thing happen. It excites you, right? And because this vision that you have of this thing or this experience or accomplishment, whatever, it's so ambitious, you know you got to be on your game and be on your game on a consistent basis, probably for months, if not years, to really make this happen. But you're excited about it. It just changes your whole attitude, your body language, everything when you think about it. Because when we can get that picture in our mind and really step into it, man, and revisit it on a consistent basis like we're doing every single day during this Morning Connection podcast, man, your attitude, your actions every single day from the smallest things to the more challenging things that you have to do every single day, they take on a whole new meaning when that's at least, at the very least, in the back of our mind all the time. So what's that thing in life for you that you really, really want? Take a moment to think about it, picture it, visualize it. All right, so my 10 best life lessons learned. All right, we're counting down from 10 to number 1. So number 9 is when you really become the person you say you are, you will magically start being in the company of people just like you. All right? So the thing is when you really become the person you say you are, right, you will magically start being in the company of really great people. You say, what do I mean by that? And if it's in the emphasis on when you really become the person you say you are, right? And the other thing, word I want to emphasize, and I'm being somewhat sarcastic, is people will magically start, you will magically start being in the company of really great people, magically, because there's really no magic about it. And that's what I want to explain, the lessons that I learned about life. And, you know, this is was some tough love for me, one of those harsh realities that I had to learn about life, but I'm glad that I put myself through the pain, that I didn't push away, you know, my shortcomings that made me feel good today, but was really causing me long-term pain and keeping me away from getting closer to that life and those accomplishments and those experiences that I really wanted. So, you know, we all say, hey, I'm the kind of person who is like this and like this and like this, right? We have this opinion of ourselves. And, you know, whether it's a rationalizing game or whether it's true or somewhat true, you know, you got to think highly of yourself. When, you know, you're on your way towards accomplishing something, you know, you want to think what you're doing. You're putting a lot of effort, a lot of time. You're stretching yourself. You're growing. You're doing things that aren't comfortable for you, right? You're putting a lot of effort. You have a lot of heart. You have a lot of desire. And for you, I mean, for you, man, you're really stepping up. You're really pushing yourself, putting a lot of effort into it. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're effective, you're efficient, that you're really good at being that great person yet, all right? Kind of explain what I mean is just because somebody, because I realize that our initial connection was through bodybuilding and training, so we have, you know, that common bond. You know, just because somebody, you know, really is interested in fitness, working out, bodybuilding, right? Just because they read a lot about it, just because they really want to be great at it, that doesn't mean that they are doing everything possible to make those fitness goals, those bodybuilding goals come true. I see this all the time. And, you know, the interesting thing is when you have this opinion of yourself that you've done everything, right? You've done everything you can. You are that great person. And you get in this mindset that, you know, I may not be the best at doing all this, my discipline, my follow through, that I work hard, I train with intensity, I know enough about nutrition, I follow through, or whatever you think about yourself, right? I'm not saying that most people say, I am the zenith, there's nobody better than me, right? But what I've seen with people who are frustrated, they may not put themselves on the very top, the very elite, but they put themselves up pretty high, leaving no more room for improvement in their mindset, in their actions, in their strategies, in their intensity, in their consistency, and all those things that are so important. They may not be at the top, but they're pretty darn close, and their results are so far under what they expect or they really want. So that's the tough thing, is when you put so much heart and effort, you have so much desire, and it's not even matching, even coming close to matching, you know, that body, that physique that you really want. And so you got a couple of choices. You can blame your genetics, your circumstances, just not, hey, I've done everything I can only be so good. You know, that's an option. You could say that everybody else who's better than you is just gifted genetically or taking drugs, right? Or you could say, hey, you know what, maybe it isn't my genetics. Maybe it's not that everybody else is taking drugs or they're just so genetically blessed that, you know, they don't work harder than me. They don't know more than me. It's just these other circumstances. That's why they're producing results, you know, that I don't have. Or you can say, hey, maybe there's something else about this. Maybe I don't know everything. Maybe I'm really not, my standard of disciplined isn't disciplined enough. Maybe what I think is hardcore isn't hardcore enough to achieve the level that I say that I want. Maybe I'm not consistent enough. Maybe my diet isn't effective enough. Right? Okay, there's so many people who tell me that, and you buy in to everybody else who's failing, who isn't succeeding, who you interpret or you want to interpret that they're telling you that you are doing enough. It's just that other people, other situations, right? You're not tough on yourself. You're not examining if intense is intense, if heavy training is heavy training, if a condense, if intense is intense in the gym, if intense is intense with your cardio, right? If the weight is really heavy, you know, if you're really working hard, if you're really thinking right, if all these factors, you just aren't questioning if they're really good enough, right? So, you know, we all know people like that. Hopefully you're not struggling, you know, like that. And hopefully, you know, the things we talk about on skiplacour.com, my other websites, my post on bodybuilding.com, and maybe that's helping you in this area. But I think you can understand, you know, what I'm talking about. Sometimes you're good, man, you got a good heart, it just isn't good enough. Well, what do you do in those circumstances? What do you do? How do you think? Where do you go from there? It's really important. I think about the things that I have done, you know, well. And let's just say the bodybuilding aspect kind of gets in the same line as, you know, getting in the proximity. You know, when I was really achieving at the level that I wanted, you know, great mentors, great coaches, other great bodybuilders, right? They just magically appeared in my life, right? I was lucky, whatever you want to say. And then that made it easier because that was the world that I was living in. You know, people who were really succeeding at a high level, right? I wasn't around a whole bunch of people who are failing and everybody, no, you can't get big without drugs. That wasn't my world at all. I was just magically seemed to get in the company of the best. And that just created a stronger and stronger mindset, right? And so I never once thought, man, there's no honest bodybuilders out here. Everybody's using drugs except for me, you know? I didn't have all those thoughts that I see that are so common on the internet. I saw the most null. I didn't say, man, everybody's a bro science with all their bad information. I didn't live in that world. I didn't have those thoughts. I magically happened to get in the company of the movers and shakers, right? The people who were succeeding, whether it was in the business world, the magazines, supplement companies, other bodybuilders, other champions, right? I magically was in their company. Or was it magic? You know, maybe there's a reason why those people who, and hopefully you're not one of these people who aren't really as disciplined as you think you are, or as focused as you think you are, right? You know, maybe there's a reason why you're not going to get in that company, in that presence. Now, I do everything I can to help out, to help people out who are truly committed to reaching their goals in bodybuilding and training. I mean, that's my business. Now, obviously, you know, what would show me the person who's the most committed, I'd probably give them all my time. You know, they invested $197 in Results University because everything they want to know, it's all through that program. I walk you through it, that and so much more. To me, for someone who's really committed, very small investment, especially for something that you're doing every single day, right, that you're trying to master and you go through the process, you look in the mirror, you go through as you go through your day five times a day, you're eating all these meals. You, like I said, you're putting so much effort into it. Seems to me a very small investment, right? But you don't have to invest in that or one-on-one coaching. Although that would really show me how committed a person was. and how much he's decided that I'm the person who can help them, right? But that doesn't mean I answer tons of questions if you just see me like on bodybuilding.com on the message board, right? Or Facebook or whatever. Here's the thing is, you know, I've just been doing it for so long. I've answered so many, you know, questions. I can tell a person's level of commitment by the questions that he asks. If the question is, hey, how do I get big? Guys put like zero thought into it. Or he's really bad at asking good questions, right? Or I don't know what to eat. What should I eat? I can tell by the amount of time and effort and energy that they, you know, put into the question, how much they're actually putting into being that person who they really want to be. That isn't something that's really attractive to me, let me just say, right? It's not attractive. It's not going to make me, you know, hey, Carrie, Brooklyn, let me step away from you in the middle of my day. We're enjoying this time, you know, because I'm going to help this guy who really isn't all that committed, but he thinks he is, right? I got to make a breakthrough. All right. At the same time, this guy who was a member of Results University or one-on-one coaching, and, you know, my wife can attest to this, I'll do everything I can. He will magically attract me and my attention because he really is that person who has that passion and desire to follow through. It won't be magic that he gets my time on a Sunday morning. You know, I've heard this many times. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm talking to you. Hey, wow, thanks for spending so much time with me. Well, don't thank me. Well, I guess you should thank me. But thank yourself, because whether you realize it or not, you are so committed, I can tell. And that's why I'm giving back to you. You magically attracted my attention and my time because of the person you really were. Okay, how you really see yourself is congruent, it's consistent, it's true in your case, right? So follow me along with this analogy. You know, there's a gentleman on Facebook, you know, like right now, hey, I sent you an email and you didn't answer it, right? And man, here, on this end, I mean, I get hundreds of emails every single day. I'm not saying every single one is a question, but I get hundreds of emails, right? If I look at your email and I glance at it and the question is very generic, very basic, probably if you just scroll down a little bit further on Facebook or you just looked at my website and you can find that answer, you know, I have to prioritize my time and I'm probably not going to answer every single email, but I will bust my ass for those people who are really committed, really driven, not they think they are. They are really that type of person, right? So I'm using this bodybuilding and training analogy is that, you know, you got to use it as a barometer. If you're not getting the people around you, and we're going to expand this out to regular life, you know, to be enthusiastic, to be interested in helping you, those great people, you got to think if you're really that great person. Okay, not that you want to be, not that you have a good heart. You're probably not really being that great person with those high standards, your standards of what you think training hard or being intense or putting in your time or being determined. They may not be high enough quite yet. You need to raise your standards and then you're going to attract the attention of those great people. When you truly are on your way to being great, you will attract great people. Okay, so stay with me because, you know, we're going to talk, get off bodybuilding training in life, right? So anyway, so I said, hey, can you ask me that question here? He goes, no, here's my email address. And I'm thinking, you know, I've got hundreds of emails. And if he sent it in the last 5 days, I got to go through 500 emails, search for this. I said, hey, can you just ask me the question here? He goes, tells me again, hey, it's this email. I mean, obviously, he didn't want to ask me the question there. You know, look, I've done this for a lot of years. I helped a lot of people. I can understand, I can pretty much assume by the interaction that it's a question that he's asking something from me. I don't know, free supplements, information. There's something in the question that probably hasn't become that determined to get it himself, right? And that's probably why it just went through my radar, you know, it's off my radar. You know, it's like he wants outstanding, let's put myself in a great category, my attention, my knowledge, you know, he wants to get in my proximity, right? But he hasn't done his work yet, right? Now, if he's sitting there going, well, can't believe that Skip Core guy, he says he wants to help everybody else out, and he's not helping me out. I sent him two emails, I even told him what my email address is to go find it, right? Man, he's not getting it, all right? So really not talking about him. I wish him all the best, but this is what we can learn from that and the lessons that I've learned, all right? So let me talk about the things, because these are the best lessons that I've learned. Let me tell you my shortcomings. When I was like, you know, that guy where I thought I was so determined and I was so enthusiastic and so hardworking, right? And I couldn't seem to attract the attention or get the help of the people who I wanted or be in the environment of people who were really committed, focused. And I might have said, oh, well, this is tough. Man, I just can't seem to, people suck. People, I can't attract the right kind of people, right? So let's just talk, I'll talk about business. You know, I decided that I want to become a businessman, a great businessman, right? And I went on the same process that I talked to you about, all these strategies to get into the business world, right? I even made this connection, this contact. But you know what? I look back at that time, like right when I was still competing or just finished competing like 10 years ago, I got to be honest with myself. I was a bodybuilder. I did bodybuilding really well. I wasn't committed to business at that time. I was still committed to being a bodybuilder, a competitor, going through that process, right? And so, you know what? I would you know, have the good skills. I would have the presence to attract these kind of people, but it would peter out. Now, I don't know if I spent so much time blaming, well, why can't I attract these business people? Why don't they want to help me out? I don't know if I went through all that, but they didn't stick, right? Here I did. I created these great situations in, you know, in the town that I live in, the most awesome business people, the most successful business people. They're talking to this former bodybuilder, me. And I put a lot of time and effort, but it didn't stick. You know why? Because I wasn't a business person yet. And here's the thing you need to understand. You don't have to be that business person yet. Hey, great business people only hang around other great business people. That is true, all right? But I didn't have that mindset. They knew, and I'm going to assume this, because this is the way I really believe it works in life, I really didn't have the standards, the discipline, the desire that I thought I did. It was a little bit premature. I thought that, oh man, this is the time. I'm ready to go, 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 go. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I mean, good effort, good thought, but I wasn't that guy. So I may have initially attracted some interest, but it all went away. I wasn't in their company very long because I wasn't in that business mindset. I didn't have the heart. I didn't have the desire. I didn't get up in the morning and thinking like a great business person, no matter what I thought, no matter what I wanted. I'll give you a really good example. So there's this one mover and shaker in business, you know, here in town. And somehow, you know, worked my way, met him out, business owner, aggressive guy, got in his company, we started talking. He goes, hey, you know, you want to excel at this business. Again, this is 10 years ago, right when I was finished my competitive career. Hey, why don't we go work out in the gym together? And then, you know, I'll do everything I can to show you about business. And, you know, he did. He took me around, actually a couple places around the country, included me in a lot of things. And I took him to the gym, right? And I showed him how to work out. I kept him consistent, called him. You know, it was trying to create a win-win situation. There wasn't any money exchange here, you know, that's one of the situations that I created, right? But I remember this one day, you know, he said to me, he goes, because we were supposed to work out, I don't know, just say at 8 o'clock in the morning. And Skip LaCour, the national champion bodybuilder, which being a bodybuilder is not being a businessman. Trust me, it may seem like a business. It's not. There's almost zero similarities, right? To become an outstanding bodybuilder, you had to have structure. You had to train at a certain time. You had to prioritize your time, your day. Everything else had to take a second seat. You had to schedule it, man. You're working out. Your body rhythms get in line. You know what to expect. You don't have other things weighing on your mind. Man, that's why I was always working out at 5 a.m. my entire career, right? And so he called me one day and said, hey, can we move our workout to 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock or in the afternoon? Or even, can I call you back? I've got this meeting or something like that. And, you know, I would do that for a while, but then I would say, man, I can't handle this. Man, he's got to get disciplined. He's got to get focused. He's got to do whatever it takes to be here at 8 o'clock, right? And I couldn't handle the different way of thinking and different way of doing. And he said to me, he said, look, man, you got to be flexible. If you really want to succeed in business, that's got to be your priority. And you got to work out when you can and focus when you get in the gym. But you got to be flexible there. Where if business is what you want, you have to prioritize it. You know, that's got to determine your day. Now you're working out. And he's probably said it nicer than that. I wish he would have said it a lot more aggressively, gave me some tough love. Anyway, so here I am with this businessman who really was a mover and shaker, I could spend time with him every single day while working out, being his proximity, right, that I worked to get, but I couldn't handle it. And I'm the one who pretty much initiated, going our separate ways. Or, you know, we're still friends. We are always friends. It's just that the whole working out thing. Because I wanted to keep my working out priority, which is fine. That's what helped me become a great bodybuilder, have a great body, right? But now here we are 10 years later. I know exactly what he was talking about. That's not how, you know, successful business people think, especially when they're climbing on the drive. You know, they're on the climb. You know, that's, they prioritize things differently. So I said that I wanted to be great in business. And, you know, I had the opportunity to attract someone who's great in business, but I wasn't thinking like a great business person. Now, again, you don't have to be that great business person, but you have to have that desire, that mindset. It's like when I said, someone doesn't have to be a great bodybuilder for me to really give them my time and attention when they ask me questions, but I got to see that heart and that desire. Not that what they think is heart and desire, okay? What really is that I know by being on this side. So, you know, a litmus test, you know, the real barometer, if you're really the kind of person who is really on his way, you have that mindset to be around great people, you know, if you're really doing it right, is that you do attract the people. If you're complaining about all the people, you know, around you, that, man, people in my life suck. Man, I've got no role models, you know, no one to, you know, help me through this journey. I'm the only great person in my life. You may want to consider if your definition of great is really great. I'm telling you, in my situation, I wasn't as great as I thought. My level of desire was not what I thought. And I can see that, you know, years later. Because, heck, Mass Machine Nutrition, the amount of focus and intensity that it takes, that is my number one priority. You know, really the reason why I am, you know, doing these podcasts is to connect with you. This is to market Mass Machine Nutrition, right? And, you know, my workout, it's, you know, I got up at 4:30 this morning, you know, and I'm working for a few hours. I consider this work as marketing of Mass Machine Nutrition, getting you, giving you a chance to get to know me, help you out, create this connection. You know, you guys got to buy supplements, so you're going to buy them from Mass Machine Nutrition. And I'm going to work for the next 5 hours before I even think about going to the gym. You know, that doesn't mean when I get to the gym, I can't focus and be outstanding. It's not black or white, either or. It's just, I have to change my priorities, that of a great business person. I can see that now 10 years later. I couldn't see it before, right? So I shouldn't be, and I didn't, but you shouldn't be blaming anybody else if you can't attract the quality of people who you want in your life. Maybe you're not there yet. And that's a tough thing that you need to understand about yourself. If you don't have those people, or you're not getting closer, you're not that person. I know it sounds tough. That's the lesson that I had to learn. Also, you know, being single for as long as I was, you know, I couldn't understand that, you know, because I said, oh, I want to find a great girl, right? Who marriage material and have a family and all those type of things. I said that to myself all the time, always on my list of things, right? Hey, I'm a good person. I have plenty of, you know, options. I meet tons of people. Why can't I seem to find that woman, these relationships or whatever? You know what? It wasn't the other people. Everything was me. I was in a single mindset. You know, I had whatever things going on that were important to me that are important to single people. And that helped me be a really great single person. I was really good at being single and dating other people who are really good at being single, right? When I really examined myself and I really became the type of person who was really committed, who really wanted those things, oh, wow, magically, you know, my options became a lot better and I found my wife. It isn't when I was so lucky, and I know a lot of single people out there, I just can't find the right person. Why do I always meet these kind of people? Can't find anybody to support me or whatever, right? You know, I don't know. Look, I can't step into your life, and I don't know what your situation was. I wasn't that great of a potential mate. Great guy, fun, whatever, all these great single qualities. I had no problem attracting women. Right? So that wasn't the problem. But the kind of, to get in the kind of relationship that I said I wanted to be, I wasn't that great. I wasn't that great. And I just had to, you know, finally just admit that. So when I changed, everything changed. When I became, you know, that great person to be in a great committed relationship, all of a sudden I found other great people who are ready and capable of being in great relationships. Wow, isn't that magic how that happened, right? So those are things that, you know, I look back, I wish I would have understood that a lot sooner instead of blaming other people or circumstances or, you know, it was really me. I was in control of it, just that my definition, I was too easy on myself. They weren't as high as in other areas of my life. I didn't go after it as a mad dog, right? So the reason why I'm saying this could be tough love if you're in a bad place in life, and I understand that. But I'll tell you know, re-examining if what you're good is good enough to attract the great people that you need to have and that you want to have in your life, man, you got to start with yourself, and you got to be tough. You got to be honest. You know, I wasn't honest with myself, but I'm glad that I persisted to finally become honest and make the changes, and everything changed. It's changed so much in business, obviously. It's changed so much in my intimate relationship, married now. I mean, and happily married and very often. I don't even think those single thoughts anymore. And I really don't have those single friends, and I don't have those single friends. Nothing wrong with that at all. And I don't, I'm not in that company, you know, anymore after I've changed. I don't go to those same places. I don't think those same thoughts. I became a different person, attracted a person who was like that person I said that I wanted to be. And wow, magic, right? So, and here's one thing I understand personally, and I see this a lot. Maybe it's I see it a lot because, again, this is something I've talked about with the whole fitness thing, right? And that's about trust issues and finding the right people and relationships and struggling and things like that. You know, they blame it on other people. And I would just say, man, you can't find quality people in life. You need to check yourself. You know, if you don't think you can trust people, trust is so important. That's going to come up probably several times. In my best life lessons, right? It's so important to be able to have other people work with you, and it starts with trust. But you don't think you can trust people. Like I talked about, I put that picture of the guy, the silhouette of the guy sitting on the bench with all the daggers and knives and scissors all stuck in his back, and he says, how can you blame me for my trust issues? And I had so many likes. It was, and the reason why I picked it up and I put it on my page is because I saw this somewhere else and I saw the incredible amount of likes. I go, who thinks this way? Who thinks this way that, oh my God, people are so untrustworthy. That's why my life is so screwed and I'm so sad and slumped over. Because look at all the people out there. Right? And I'm thinking, wow, what a freaking sad place to be. You know, but that's the reality, right? I was surprised. So I put it on my page and I was doubly surprised that I had so many people in my circles that liked and shared. It was shared so many times. And so I understand, you know, again, these are the best life lessons that I learned because I might have put myself in that category years ago. You know, until I figured out what I'm telling you is that, you know what? This is going to be some really tough love. You need to check yourself if you can't trust other people. And what I mean by that, okay? Oh, people let you down. People say they're going to be on time. Your mate said they'll love you forever. They cheating on you. This or that or this or that, right? Yeah, Skip, those things all happen to me, right? You know, I figured out that there must be a couple things going on. Number one is you may not be all that trustworthy yourself. If you seem to think that everybody you see out there isn't trustworthy, I'm going to challenge you. Maybe you're not all that trustworthy, but you just don't see it that same way. You see when you were in love and then you broke, oh, it just didn't work out. Or, he didn't meet my needs. She didn't meet my needs. You know, people grow apart. You'll have all your reasons to let them down, to not be there for them forever, to not be there to comfort them when they go through their hard times. Oh, they just need to man up, suck up. They need to be able to handle their problems alone. They're a drain on me. Whatever you say, however you rationalize it, you're not there for them to the level that they want. You just don't describe it like that in your mind. You give yourself a break. Well, I'm just human. Things happen for a reason. We all have our needs. You soften the reasons and rationalize the reasons why you let other people down. The bottom line, you let them down. You're human. Look, I have. I'll admit it. Have you what? You're just so great of a person. You've never fucked somebody over. You never screwed anybody over. And I'm not saying something huge, but you just lost interest. You felt somebody else would fit your needs, your business. Whatever loyalty, whatever trust that they had in you, it was no longer a good fit for you. However you describe it, if you're a good person, bad person, or somewhere in between, you know, you have let other people down. You've broken your trust. But wouldn't you say to them, hey, you know what? Man, don't carry these trust issues with you forever. It's just me. It's no big deal. It's not you. Definitely don't want to ruin your life. This just isn't for me. Right, but whatever the reason is, however you play it in your mind, you let other people down. They trusted you and you let them down. You weren't on time. You quit your job. You weren't as dedicated or focused like you said you were going to be. That training time for that training partner didn't work out for you after 3 months. You didn't like their attitude. You know, they didn't turn you on anymore. Whatever it is, you bailed out on them because it no longer was good for you, right? I'm not judging you right or wrong. Look, I've been in that situation. But here's the point. Your mind knows what the truth is. Your mind knows what the truth is. And so you think that nobody's trustworthy out there? Well, maybe you're not trustworthy. Maybe your mind knows how you've, even though it's kind of back in the recesses of your mind, that you let people down. There's people just like you out there. You let them down. You screw them over. You found somebody else or whatever. And they could be just like you. And you're afraid that they're going to be just like you. Something to think about, huh? I know there's no one out there with this. Oh, you don't know me, man. I do everything. I do you everything, right? So think about that. You're projecting that they could be just like you. And you think you're a good person. Well, they're acting like a good person. They're acting committed. But I'm a good person. In the back of your mind, you're saying, I'm a good person and I let people down. I've screwed people. I've broken people's trust. I didn't show up anymore. I lost interest. What makes them better than me that they're going to do that to me? Maybe that's why you have some of these trust issues. How about this is another way to look at it? If you feel that you just can't trust people, what, maybe that's just human. Maybe it's okay for you, right? But it's, maybe it's okay for them. Maybe you shouldn't put so much emotional attachment that, hey, relationships, they're just agreements. They might not work out no matter how hopeful they are. Maybe you should give, if you gave them a break, all these people, oh, you can't trust people. They put so many daggers in my back. Maybe if you give them a break, just like you give yourself a break, maybe you will learn that you can't trust people. You just have to understand the circumstance. Maybe you'll realize, hey, well, whatever happens, I'm strong enough. I understand it. Instead of taking it so personal and then carrying it to every single area of your life, and you can't seem to attract good quality people. Trust me on this one. If you've got a whole bunch of trust issues, you question everything, you're tentative, you don't have faith in other people because of your trust issues in the past, you're only going to attract unhealthy people with those same issues. Because healthy people, they surround themselves with other healthy people. They may try to help you out for a little while, you know, like I've used in circumstances like with bodybuilding and training or with my business or whatever. They may, you know, want to help you out because you're a good person for a little while, but then they got to worry about them. They're going to take your constant scrutiny and not trusting them on certain issues. I don't give a shit. Well, I've had trust issues in the past. Hey, I hope you work through those trust issues. I really want the best for you. But I've got to surround myself with people like me. People who look for the good and people who can understand what is break a trust, you know, and they'll surround themselves of quality people with that optimistic attitude that can be emotionally and psychologically resilient when things don't work out. They see it differently than you. So the only people who are left for you are those people with those same trust issues that you have. And then the cycle just continues because you're just hanging around those people with the same challenges as you because all the great people, because you want to be those great, you're not that trustworthy person who trust people to be around people who are trustworthy and trust people. They're not going to hang around you. No matter what you think of yourself, until you can take that leap of faith and understand and start trusting people, you're not going to be around those type of people. You have to be on your way to being great yourself, to be in the company of being great people. And I know that's tough, right? You might say to yourself, well, Skip, you don't know, man. I was screwed when I screwed, and my trust is broken ever when I was a little kid. No, I understand all that. And that may be the second part of it. Maybe you are a good person. Maybe you are trustworthy, right? But maybe your fear, because you have lack of trust in other people, you know, you don't put a lot of thought and effort. You think it's out of your control. You're not selective with the people you're around. And you just let any old person in. No one helped you as a young kid, you know, establish who the good people to trust are versus the bad people that don't trust are. So now you just take any old person, and there's a lot of bad choices. And that's why you attract people, such bad people in your life who you can't trust. Reminds me of this. They did the psychological test on these kids, right? And they had this stake in the ground. They had this little circular ring. And the goal was to throw the ring, you know, over the stake in the ground, you know, hook it on the stake in the ground. But here's the thing is they gave the kids a ring and they said, hey, go throw this, you know, over the stake. But they didn't tell them how far they should get away from the stake. They could pick any distance they wanted, right? And so some got really close and put it over, you know, some got a medium distance that was challenging, put some excitement in it, and threw it there. And some people just got so far away, some ridiculous distance away, and they just flailed it. They weren't even concentrating because they're going to fail anyway. They're so far away. They have a built-in excuse. They're so far away. They didn't even concentrate, and they threw it, and of course, you know, they missed. Maybe that's what you're doing in relationships. You're not even thinking about it. You're not even discriminating. You're just picking any old person because you're afraid that someone's going to let you down. So now you're not even putting any thought or effort. You're just, oh, well, bad guy, good person, bad person, good girl, bad girl, whatever. It's all the same. Woo! Letting them in your life. And oh my God, what a surprise, another person to put a dagger in my back. Now that's 32. See, you can't trust people. That could be the second reason why. So, I don't know, a lot of things to think about, but the main lesson that I learned when I really became the person who I really wanted to be, not hoped or dreamed or wished, when I really started doing the things, I magically attracted the people who I wanted to be with, those great people. When I really, I didn't have to be great yet, but when I really had those great thoughts and actions, I started magically getting the company of great people. And so you're really, like I said, your measure, your barometer, the litmus test, or look around the people who are you have in your life. And it's probably not just one category, like relationships. If that's a strong area for you, you have great people. Well, I don't know what he's talking about on the relationship stuff. I got that stuff down. But maybe with your bodybuilding and training, right? Oh, man, everybody's all these bro scientists out there. Everybody's using drugs. Maybe, you know, you don't have a great mindset there. So in that circle of your life that you really want to improve, you aren't around great people. You know, maybe in business or at work, you hang around the movers and shakers. The great people, that's probably a good indication that you have the great mindset or you're very well on your way, if not already great. And if you hang around all the people who are losers on their way out, maybe it's not the boss who sucks. Maybe it's not the boss who sucks. Tough love here. I know I've given you a lot of stuff to think about. Giving you a lot of stuff to think about. All right. You know, one other analogy, just to get your thinking about all this stuff. Because I know your reality, the way you see it, you've been conditioned to think this way. Just this may be the start of even thinking something even differently, that these may be, you know, some challenges that you have. I mean, if someone had said that I really wasn't committed to business or I really wasn't committed to being married in a committed relationship, they would have told me that 10 years ago, right? I said, F you. You don't know, man. You don't know me. Because that's not how I saw myself. I understand that now if I was told that, you know, but I didn't see it then, right? No matter if I wasn't getting closer to my business goals, no matter if I wasn't getting closer to a relationship, I just figured, oh, the next try was going to do it. But I really didn't realize I needed to change my thoughts and my actions. I need to become that great person with a great mindset to start attracting myself around great business people and have it stick. I would have to have that great mindset and those great habits to be around great people who are ready and healthy to be in a committed relationship, you know, when I start acting that way, you know, too. And it's just interesting is like, you know, like, for example, if I go into a store, I'm into, I don't know, just a department store or whatever. You know, I don't think for one moment I ever think about anybody steals, you know, anybody would, there's shoplifters. I don't think I ever think about it. And I worked in a grocery store for many, many years where, you know, that was part of the thing. You know, we had to shoplifters, you can kind of tell by their body language coming in, you know, who was there to, you know, I became acute at those distinctions for 15 years. Right? It was always a big deal in the store. Get them catwalk and see them, right? But I tell you, I don't ever go into the store and think, hey, who's shoplifting? I bet there's shoplifters in here. Never think about it. You know why? Because the thought of me shoplifting never even once crossed my mind. Okay? So I don't think that way to notice it in all these different people. If you're noticing, and you know what I'm talking about, right? So if you're noticing all these people with all these challenges, right, and those people that aren't so great, and you're in all these different areas, man, you're probably closer to their way of thinking, right? I'm not saying you shoplift. Don't. I'm just using that as an example. You won't think, like, if it just doesn't apply to you. you know, go back to when I was single and I would talk to my brother about stuff. We live in the same town. We're 11 months apart. He had no idea of any of the people I was talking about or any of these scenarios. It was fascinating to him, like a little story, like a soap opera or whatever. But that wasn't his experience at all, right? He is married. He's been married for 22 years now, you know, solid. You know, his experience was a lot different than my single experience. All that other talk and all those distinctions and all those things I noticed, he had no idea and could care less, right? I don't know, big lesson for me. And like I said, if there's something that I don't want in my life, right, I know that I'm not that person yet. I don't have those thoughts and those actions. I'm not truly committed. I put the pressure on me. I don't complain about the quality of the people in my life. I realize that I need to step up. All right, so another long-winded podcast. Just really important message that I want to share with you. So that's my 10 best life lessons learned, number 9, right? Number 9. And that's when you really become the person you say you are, you'll magically start being in the company of really great people. All right, so that's our morning connection for this morning. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.